Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear friends at Grace, it is a pleasure to give you greetings today from the faculty, staff, and students at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The text for this morning's message is taken from John chapter 10, selected verses from verse 11 through 30. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. So the Jews gathered around Jesus and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The words that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you're not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Here ends our text. Do you know why we as Lutherans call our clergy pastors? The word pastor comes from the Latin, and the meaning of the word pastor is shepherd. Dr. Martin Luther said this: "Jesus alone is the good shepherd. Even so, he designates all those who exercise the office of the ministry among Christians by that same name as well." So what we learn from this is that Jesus is the great and glorious resurrected eternal shepherd. But now he entrusts shepherding to faithful men, just as he did the apostles. Now think about that for a second. God uses sinful men, but redeemed men, like Pastor Graff, myself, another pastor who you have doing more education at our seminary, Marsh Schomburger, and even 41 men that we just sent out this spring to be new pastors in the field. And we have other seminarians preparing to be pastors, like another son of your congregation, Rob Doty, who's going to be doing his vicarage very soon at Faith Lutheran Church in Capistrano Beach. So as we celebrate Trinity, and as we also celebrate Father's Day, and by the way, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers out there, it's very appropriate for us to meditate on the work of the Trinity, the work of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And also to talk not only about that, but to talk about the ministry. Because God uses the ministry to bless the entire church, to fill all the church with the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus. This is why Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me, just as I know the Father, and I and the Father are one. When we hear the word of Jesus, we know the Father, and we are connected to God. So when God the Father sent his Son, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, into the world, Jesus inaugurated a much more intimate relationship we have with God than they ever saw in the Old Testament. We heard it in the Isaiah reading today about the people disobeying God and bringing down his punishment. But beyond us seeing God as a burning bush, as Moses did, or seeing God as a pillar of cloud by day, or a pillar of fire by night, or as the angel of the Lord, now in our human flesh, God comes among us in his Son, Jesus Christ, to shepherd and guide his people. This is why Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Today, one lamb who you all know, Natalie Keeney, is part of God's flock, part of the church. And part of confirmation instruction involves listening, hearing, and engaging with Pastor. And Natalie has done that with instruction with Pastor Graff, so that we may all know the voice of Jesus, so that we can discern a true voice of a shepherd versus a false voice. And we know how much our shepherd Jesus loved us, how great that love was. And this is why, Natalie, Pastor Graff has chosen this verse for you. Ephesians 5:25. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. So whenever we hear that word or that voice of Jesus, that washing takes place in us of forgiveness and grace again and again. But in the parable of the lost sheep, elsewhere, Jesus talks how shepherds or pastors care. And what he describes is 100 sheep, and only one goes missing. You tell me, what does a good shepherd do if there is one lamb missing? You go and find it. Because if a lamb is all by itself, the lamb is in real danger. He could be lost, he could be stolen, he could be cast. And what do we learn from today's gospel reading? What is the devil like? What is a legion of demons like in an individual's life? The devil is like a wolf who loves to steal and attack lonely sheep like that demon-possessed man. St. Peter describes the devil as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And we are the sheep of God's pasture. But sadly, sheep by themselves are not that smart. And we tend to wander. Remember, sheep are not independent, courageous animals like lions, tigers, or wolves. No, they are very dependent animals, needing to be staying together, to be strong, to be watched by one flock and one shepherd. Lambs are vulnerable alone. And they may not be taken or stolen, but they may be cast. Have you ever heard of that term, cast sheep? Sheep are cast if they're not able to get up on their feet again. Now, we think that's kind of strange because if we've had dogs at home and we scratch their belly and we let them go, what happens? The dog just rolls back up on its feet and gets up. Not true with sheep. If sheep are unusually heavy or pregnant or have a lot of wool, they can lose their ability to balance on a hill. And if they tumble and fall on their back, and a shepherd doesn't come to roll them back over, they can die on their back. The gases of their body literally choke off the circulation of their blood, and it can kill them. Now, why am I pointing out these dangers? Because I want each of you to realize the real dangers that face sheep today are real. And these tendencies which we see in sheep should sound something like us, because it does describe us. So think about this. When are you most vulnerable to temptation? I guess when you're alone. What happened to Eve when she was all alone? The devil came, lied to her, deceived her. Eat of this fruit and you'll be like God. She saw the fruit, it looked good, she ate it, and she gave it to Adam, and he ate it. And together, the first two sheep God had made sinned, hid, and they also died. Dear friends, many people in our society today live very vulnerable lives. Many of them dangerously alone. Many are waiting to be attacked, taken, or cast. Why else does an 18-year-old man shoot his grandmother and then kill 21 other adults and children in Uvalde, Texas? Why does an 18-year-old man go into Buffalo, New York, into a grocery store, and shoot and kill 10 people? It's the work of the devil to divide us and cast us. When couples divorce, what happens in the home for children? What happens to faithful shepherding by both a father and a mother to those children? In this day and age where people wonder about gender, and there's so much discussion about it, what has led to this? I'll tell you, probably a lack of parenting and a lot of lack of good fatherhood. How else will a young boy or girl learn the best of masculinity? By observing a godly father, and the best of femininity in observing a godly mother. God created us that way. From one flesh union to be raised by two, to see all these beautiful connections. But dear friends, we've isolated ourselves. Families are ruptured. Families are broken. Numerous people live isolated lives, and they live isolated lives of despair. So they numb the pain with drugs or alcohol or addictions. Ah, but here's the answer, right? Here's going to be the answer to everybody's problems for being alone. Everyone is now going to have a smartphone. And once everybody has a piece of technology in their hand that they can text or email or go on Instagram, no one's going to feel all alone. Right? Absolutely wrong. The exact opposite is true. People are more disconnected today from other people than ever during our technological age. One proof to point that out is that during COVID, suicide rate went up 40% for people ages 16 to 64. That's called being separated. Sheep need sheep. And sheep also need a shepherd. You and I require face-to-face connection with one another, with our families, with our loved ones, with fellow sheep in the church. And that's why you gathered at Yay, right here. And that's why you gather here every Sunday, to sit and receive God's word, to hear the voice of Jesus, to pray. And you stand to pray that, and you also will gather around this altar to receive something very special, the very body and blood of God's Son. You're here to be nourished and shepherded by the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. So here he intimately cares for your every need. And when you leave here, you can say, as Jesus said, I know my own. And my own know me. And my own know me because they know my voice. And dear friends, since God made you and perfectly wove you in your mother's womb, he loves you. God has a huge stake in your life. Therefore, he invites you to cast every care, every trouble, every bit of despair upon him. And remember this, Jesus never runs from the enemy. Instead, as a victorious king, Jesus fights sin, death, and hell. He's no hired hand, not at all. He cares every bit for the sheep. Therefore, he's not going to run away when the wolf comes. Instead, your champion, Jesus Christ, slays the wolf. This is why Jesus is also called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And although he's enfleshed like a lamb in our flesh and blood, Jesus crushed the devil. Because in this man was true God. And even though the Jews crucified him, and the soldiers beat him and whipped him, all the while, Jesus had sin, death, and the devil between his teeth to crush them all. Jesus gutted the power of sin, death, and hell, and the devil by his death on the cross and his glorious resurrection from the dead. Now, I mentioned earlier that God uses men like Pastor Graff and myself to still shepherd you. But let me ask you, do you know how genuine true shepherds are taught and directed not just to be hired hands? The scriptures have a lot to say about true, good, earthly shepherds worth their salt and bad, self-serving hired hands and bad shepherds. And because of that, in our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we are never hasty in laying on hands to ordain pastors. In addition, our pastors are never self-proclaimed or uneducated. Pastors have to recommend a gentleman to be a pastor. Congregations send them. And guess what? Then they're observed by about 20 to 30 other pastors through an entire seminary process. And through this extensive residential process, we assure the church that the men we send out are capable not only to preach, but also to care and love God's people, God's sheep. But hired hands, on the other hand, they don't require intensive examination. They simply say, hey, I'm a shepherd, I'll be one. And they're not educated as well. They're a little bit like parents telling children they'll give them anything they want for lunch. Okay, kids, let's have lunch today, and we're going to have soda, candy, and chocolate for today's lunch. What would you think of that? Well, the kids would say, that's great. But what would a true parent do? No way. You're going to give them protein and vegetables and a well-rounded meal and vegetables. But dear friends, this is exactly what hired hands do. They give people what they want. Itching ears. And they never delve into the depth of scriptures. They never study the scripture in its original language in the Greek and the Hebrew. And so, if they're just catering to people like hired hands, they're never calling people to repent of sin. They're just telling them what they want to hear. And instead of giving them fresh green blades of grass to eat, leading them beside still waters, they starve them with dead grass because they can never plumb the depth of the scriptures. Dear friends, thank our Heavenly Father. And this Father's Day, especially think about that. Thank our Heavenly Father for sending us His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus Christ, we would have no good shepherd. But instead, He entered our flesh and came to save you and me. And thank God the Father and God the Son for sending the Holy Spirit still today, who, through faithful under-shepherds, still feed you with God's word and sacraments. Through them, Jesus declares, you are a forgiven little lamb, washed in holy baptism and made white by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.